Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A beautiful Friday evening in Lansing, 61 degrees. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy in the WILS Master Control Room, handling audio production for the evening show. On today's program, a Muslim American group filing a lawsuit against border officials and the FBI, saying that members of their community are being inappropriately questioned at the Detroit-Windsor border. We'll find out what they mean, and an Ingham County judge today making his decision on the fate of a Lansing teen facing life in prison without parole, although it's not a definitive ruling. We'll talk about it and try to understand more about this teen offender. But first, it is official. Yvonne Kamal Kanul is now the permanent Lansing Schools superintendent. The school board voted on the matter yesterday after hiring a search firm to identify candidates for the position. To find out how the process unfolded and why there wasn't more public input before the vote, I'm joined by Lansing School Board President Myra Ford. Myra, thanks for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
So is it true that the district paid about $35,000 for this out-of-state search firm to identify potential candidates for the position?
Not yet, no. What has happened is that they have completed approximately half of the process. We will pay them, obviously, for that time that they've already spent. What we did last night is simply put the search on hold. So they will continue the search at the end of next school year.
So what happened here? Obviously, the search was ongoing. What suddenly triggered the board to say, you know what, let's stop this. Ms. Kamal Kanul is the person to run the show.
Well, I think most people are aware that the Lansing School District has approved, or the Lansing Board has approved, a major restructuring plan for the district that will change many of our elementary schools to pre-K through 3. Other ones will be 4 through 6, and we will have two of our high schools this year, and the third one in 2 years from now are going to 7 through 12. Because of the time and effort that's going to need to go into getting our schools ready, doing the restaffing, the physical work that needs to be done and so forth in order to prepare for next school year, we didn't feel that it made sense at this time to bring someone in possibly who has no knowledge of the district, doesn't know the staff, doesn't know the students, doesn't know the district, and expect them to be able to pick up and continue on with preparation for that.
Well, what would you say to those who look at what happened here and say that the district process was really just a charade and the board had decided that she would be the superintendent all along?
Well, and I would say, you know, people are entitled certainly to believe what they want to believe, but the truth of the matter is that we fully intended to continue the superintendent search. It wasn't until we made the decision about the restructuring, we saw how complex the plan was and you know, how well-equipped she was not only to continue with that plan, but also how well she fits the profile that had been developed for our superintendent, that we decided it made sense to have her continue in at least for another year until the restructuring process is well off the ground.
Board member Charles Ford was on WILS this morning talking to Tony Connolly. He voted against this appointment, and he said his problem was with the process, that the public should have been more involved. Why weren't things at least laid out before us before your vote?
Well, I think that, you know, ultimately the school board has to make the decision. I think that's what we were elected to do. We certainly did involve the community to a great extent in developing the profile for the superintendent. Many people actually during that process questioned why we wouldn't have allowed Mrs. Kamal Kanul to actually apply for the position, because if you remember correctly, we did not give her the option of applying because we didn't want that to deter other people from applying for the job. We did not, however, take away our right to appoint her to the position, even though she couldn't apply. And I think that as we looked at what the community was telling us as far as what they wanted in a superintendent, Mrs. Kamal Kanul absolutely fit the profile. Even the search firm came to us and said to us last night, we feel that she does very adequately fit the profile that has been developed, and that at this particular point in time, it might be in your best interest and the best interest of the district to let her continue with the process of restructuring at least until the end of next school year.
I'm talking to Lansing School Board President Myra Ford. Now, okay, her contract runs a year. The problem, as you know, in Lansing and statewide, is superintendents don't spend enough time in a district. The average is 3 years. What's going to happen at that point? Do we really want to then get a new superintendent, or do you think that she will be reappointed then?
That depends. I mean, obviously, we are going to have to watch and see how things unroll. You know, she will be, you know, as any superintendent is, on a probationary, you know, in a probationary status as far as the fact that we will have to evaluate her at least twice in that first year, as is required by the school code. And depending on how well things go and how effective we think she is, at the end of next school year, we'll have to make a decision on whether or not we want to continue, you know, well, actually, if we continue with the search, it wouldn't even be, it would be well before the end of next school year that we would proceed with the process continuing the search, I should say. That would probably happen sometime around January or so, that we would ask the firm to continue the search. And by then, we should have a pretty good handle on how effective a job we think she's doing.
Although this is a three-year restructuring plan, right? So at this point, you'd only have her in place for a year, at least under contract?
Well, it is a three-year plan, but I think the 90% of the plan will be completed by the end of this coming school year. The last year of the plan, the only major changes include moving 7th and 8th graders into Everett. We will already have had them in the other two high schools for 2 years, and changing one of our other buildings from a K-8 to a K-6. That's going to be probably pretty minor in comparison to what we're going to be doing next year.
When it comes to the salary that she's going to be getting, how does it compare to former Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace Jr.?
We have not negotiated the salary yet. Now, all that we voted to do last night was to sit down with the law firm that the district engages to negotiate a contract. So we haven't reached that point yet. She will remain as interim superintendent until June 30th.
Then
July 1st, we would obviously have to negotiate a contract and vote for her to begin as a permanent superintendent on July 1st.
You've talked to her quite a bit. Has she expressed an interest to stay in the district beyond this single year?
We haven't really talked about that. I think she's probably in the same situation we're in. I think she wants to wait and see how things go. You know, she's got a lot of interest in the pre-K through 3. She's done a great deal of work. She was under contract with Michigan State University and the University of North Carolina working in the area of research on pre-K through 3. And, you know, she's got a lot of interest in education in general. So I think, you know, we're kind of on probation with her just like she's on probation with us.
Now, Board Member Charles Ford was against the process all along from the very beginning. Do you agree with him on the point that that maybe it should have been more open and that it was, in a sense, closed to potential candidates from within the district?
I guess I would agree to the extent that I think we probably wish we had had the luxury of more time to be able to do, you know, the things that we've done, just like with the restructuring plan. But we have, you know, sort of been on a not moving forward for a couple of years now in terms of getting some things accomplished that needed to be. In the short time that Mrs. Kamal Kanul has been in the district, and it has been a very short time, it hasn't even been a full month yet, she has been received with incredible enthusiasm by staff, by parents, by the community. And we didn't, you know, so far we have not had anyone indicate other than Mr. Ford that they were not happy with what we did,
okay.
At least not to us.
About a minute left, but she has not been a superintendent in the past. So what are her qualifications that are drawing, I guess, so much support for not only her now taking the position of superintendent, but also her restructuring plan visions?
Well, first of all, she was she did work in the school district. She's been in Lansing for about 27 years. She was a teacher. She was a principal. She actually founded the CLCCA, which was the first school we had for students who were coming from other countries. She left our district and went to work for the State Department of Education and ran the school improvement office there. She worked in the private sector for a period of time in Atlanta. She's done a lot of research, as I indicated, in the pre-K through three. She was also our curriculum director at one time in Lansing. She's got an incredible amount of experience and an incredible background. Mm-hmm. She, you know, is multilingual or bilingual. She speaks Spanish.
Spanish also.
Certainly
an advantage.
You know, she's just someone that people who know her and have worked with her, you know, have a lot of trust in her knowledge about, you know, the whole area of education.
And we're talking about Yvonne Kamal Kanul, who is the newly appointed Lansing School District Superintendent. And I've been talking to Lansing School Board President Myra Ford. Myra, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.